Introduction. Hello and welcome to the Chevin Forest Park Heritage Time Trail. This audio guide will aim to give you more information about how the landscape around you has changed through time by following a trail around the eastern half of Chevin Forest Park and stopping at different locations to listen to the recorded tracks. The route is about 2 miles long and will take most people about an hour and a half to complete, finishing back where you started. The condition of the paths is pretty good, but some sections can be muddy, so good footwear is recommended. The route was specially selected because it is the flattest walk of this distance possible on Chevin Forest Park, but be aware that most of the land is naturally steeply sloping, so there are a couple of short sections that are fairly steep, namely just before Sculpture 2 and returning down to Chippendale Ride after the last sculpture. All of the trail is a bridleway, which means that you are sharing the path with horses and bikes, so be careful whilst listening to the audio trail using headphones. There is a free leaflet with a map to accompany this trail available from Otley Library and also from the White House Cafe, which has its opening hours displayed on the notice boards near the car parks. Park in either upper or lower Shorefield Car Park, opposite the Cheerful Chili Cafe on East Chevin Road. If parking at the upper Shorefield car park, enter the woodland turning left at a notice board and follow the path for about 50 metres until you come to the start of a tree-lined track known locally as Chippendale Ride. You will see two notice boards side by side, which is the starting point of this time trail. One has information about the Dalesway link and the other has Welcome to Chevin Forest Park written on a map board. Before starting along the time trail, pause at these notice boards for a few moments and listen to some background information about Chevin Forest Park.
Hello, my name is Ruth and this part of Wharfdale is one of my favourite places to walk. Chevin Forest Park covers 180 hectares and is best described as a long piece of land about 4 kilometres long by 1 kilometre wide, stretched along the north-facing steep slope of a ridge overlooking the market town of Otley. Chevin Forest Park is really made up of two pieces of land. The one half, where you're now standing, was once called the Danefield Estate, and the other half is most commonly referred to as the Chevin. East Chevin Road divides the two pieces of land, and you've probably driven up or down it to get here. The Danefield Estate has a distinct history because it was owned and managed as a single area of land by the same family for over 150 years, during which time there was very little public access. The other half of Chevin Forest Park has a locally famous viewpoint known as Surprise View, and the iconic White House building which can be seen from most places in Otley Town. The half of Chevin Forest Park with the White House is commonly referred to as the Chevin by older local people, as it's in their hearts and minds as the place they would walk up to and freely roam across at their leisure when picking bilberries or visiting Jenny's cottage tea rooms at Surprise View. This time trail walk takes you through the half of Chevin Forest Park known as the Danefield Estate, but most people today refer to all of Chevin Forest Park collectively as the Chevin. The open grassy space near where you're standing is known as Shorefield, and some of the trees have tree identification discs next to them. These are designed to be used together with a tree spotter's guide, which gives a lot more information about all the different types of trees you can find on the Danefield Estate and suggests a route you can follow to find them. The Danefield Estate was once used by tanks for exercises and manoeuvres during the Second World War when they were stationed at nearby Farnley Hall. The tanks were part of the defences for the military airport behind the Chevin. There were also searchlight installations that were located in shallow depressions with Beaufort guns trained at the skies looking out for enemy aircraft navigating their way up the Wharfdale Valley, hoping to drop bombs on the airport and nearby factories. If you walk across the open grassy area, some of these shallow depressions are still visible. It's hard to believe that the Leeds Bradford Airport started life as an RAF base, with nearby factories building Avro Lancaster bomber aeroplanes. Some of the buildings even had grass on their roofs and fake cows put on them to disguise them from above. Standing at the notice board at the start of Chippendale Ride, you'll see directly in front of you a lime tree that was donated by the Queen from her Sandringham estate. Chippendale Ride is a tree-lined avenue stretching for almost a mile in front of you. It was first planted in 1968 to mark the 250th anniversary of the birth of the famous Otley furniture designer Thomas Chippendale. During a ceremony in spring 1968, the president of the Chippendale Society cut a white ribbon and helped plant a 7-year-old English oak. Also present were two young sisters called Alice and Caroline Chippendale, who are descendants of Thomas Chippendale. Before he cut the ribbon, Sir Malcolm Stoddard Scott said,
"Thomas Chippendale's earliest work was stimulated and inspired by these rolling hills and meandering river. It is this period of his work that I have dared to call his Wharfdale period."
You are now ready to start walking along the Heritage Time Trail to the first of 9 sculptures. When you are ready, proceed along the main track of Chippendale Ride for about 200 metres until you come to a timber sculpture of a bike on your left-hand side, just before a bridge over a stream known as Holbeck.